Three Denver Broncos made Pro Football Network's top 100 players heading into the 2021 NFL season. Plus, ESPN, they listed Von Miller within their top 10 edge rushers heading into 2021. Where does he rank on the list? Who is he higher than? Who is he lower than? And we have a discussion as to whether any other Broncos were mentioned. We break all that down on today's episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Hope you guys are doing well. Welcome back into a brand new episode of the show. Locked On Broncos is your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Locked On NFL Network. Your team every day from the South Stands to the end zone. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, director of video content at Pro Football Network and Broncos analyst here on the Locked On NFL Network. You can follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. Make sure you are following or subscribed to this podcast on your favorite audio podcasting platform, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or the Odyssey app. Not to mention, you get us in video format here on the Locked On Broncos YouTube channel. We are so close to 4,000 subscribers. We're going to get there momentarily. But ladies and gentlemen, very excited to be back with you here once again to talk Broncos football. Training camp is here at the end of the month. There's a lot of storylines. We're obviously covering that. But today we're going to focus on some Broncos making some headlines with Pro Football Network and also on ESPN before we get into our position preview on the defensive side of the ball beginning next week for the Broncos organization. So starting things off here with Pro Football Network's top 100 list that they compiled, an accumulation of staff conversations and votes and scrums. I was part of that. So for me, I had a little bit of input in that. I had a factor into it, but it was an overall consensus discussion amongst all of us at Pro Football Network. And three Broncos, they made the list here. Starting things off here at number 96, Von Miller is going to make his entry into the PFN top 100. Now, obviously, he missed 2020 due to the injury, but there is a strong belief that Von Miller could be in line for maybe his best season yet, if he can stay healthy, right? That's a big if. There's a lot of contingencies in place. But based on where he's at this point of his career, the things he still wants to accomplish as a player in the National Football League, Von's got that mindset. He's got that motivation. And, you know, if you've been following him on social media as well, he's been very motivated that he's becoming a father. His son is close to being born here in the next couple of weeks. So that's obviously a great step for Von Miller as he approaches a new chapter of his life. And obviously, for a maturation standpoint, this is new for Von. Now, Von as a player, as a leader, that's been unquestioned for the Denver Broncos. But now Von is in a position entering the final year of his deal in Denver, hoping to get a contract extension where he could eventually retire as a Bronco is even more important to him as well. So he is on a war path. And I said that in the article to Dalton Miller, who put it all together after we all voted on it. I said that Von appears to be on a war path coming into 2021. He couldn't be in line for this best season yet, which I think that he will. I mean, based on how he was in training camp practices last year, he was unstoppable, according to Broncos head coach Vic Fangio. That is something I'm keeping my eye on. So he comes in at number 96, and he comes in two spots above Jadeveon Clowney, who signed with the Cleveland Browns this offseason. So obviously, when you look at those two players at the bottom of the top 100, yes, I think that you can make the argument for several other players. But with Von missing 2020, he could easily have not have been on this list. So the fact that he comes in at 96, I think Broncos fans will take that. And the rest he's going to have to prove. He's going to have to turn on a dominant performance on the football field. And I have no doubt in my mind that Von could turn things around here in 2021 and help the Broncos win games. He's going to be a big part of what the defense aims to do in 2021. So Von comes in at number 96 on Pro Football Network's top 100. And now the next player, the Broncos only had three players on this list, and Garrett Bowles comes in at number 87, rightfully so, after a career year in 2020, zero sacks allowed, getting a contract extension, reducing penalties. Garrett Bowles deserves a spot here on the top 100. And he was one of eight offensive tackles that were ranked in PFN's top 100, but he was the second offensive tackle from the bottom of the list up. So Laremy Tunsil comes in behind him, and Garrett Bowles comes in at number 87. Obviously, I think you can make an argument if you're a Broncos fan, and if you look at the Broncos film, I think there's an argument to be made that Garrett Bowles in 2020 was one of the NFL's best offensive tackles and maybe deserves to be a little bit higher on this list in comparison to other guys like Jack Conklin, who was on the list, and also Teron Armstead of the New Orleans Saints, who was a little bit higher up. As I mentioned, 8 offensive tackles, that is a lot. But for Garrett Bowles, look, I think that anybody's going to take him being listed here because it is the proper acknowledgement about him being a top player in the National Football League, specifically one of the top players at his position alone. And he was very monumental in the Broncos' offensive success that they did have, even though that the offense last year was up and down. It was a roller coaster. There were a lot of inconsistencies, but Garrett Bowles was probably the most consistent player on the Broncos' offensive side of the ball. He was rewarded with a new contract, and now it is up to Garrett to maintain his level of play and continue to produce at a high level, protect whoever the quarterback may be, and also be a dominant force in the run game where the Broncos hope to have success with Melvin Gordon, Javonte Williams, and potentially another running back if they truly go with a by-committee approach, which there is a possibility that could happen. So Garrett Bowles coming in at number 87 on PFN's top 100 list. But now, who is the final player that was listed on PFN's top 100 players going into the NFL season here in 2021? Well, no other than Justin Simmons, the Broncos' cornerstone player of their franchise. I think it's evident. He comes in at number 67. So for him, I think that's a pretty high acknowledgement there. Very good. I think rightfully deserving for Justin Simmons. He comes in as one of 5 safeties here on the list. He's listed above Derwin James, who missed last season for the Chargers, and he is 2 spots below Buda Baker, who put in a phenomenal performance last year. Tyrann Mathieu's higher up on the list there, but Justin Simmons obviously proving that he's been one of the NFL's best safeties in the last couple of seasons, rewarded with a contract extension, and now he has an opportunity to maybe propel himself up the ladder. If he turns in another dominant performance here in 2021, he could come in higher next season when Pro Football Network compiles once again their top 100 players in the NFL. I think that Simmons, obviously with the stuff that he does on the field, speaks for itself. He's not just a deep guy. He plays up, he comes up in the box, he plays against the run. There's that level of versatility that we talk about. He doesn't have a true designation. We just know that he is a DB safety. He's not a strong safety. He's not a free safety. He plays both of those positions really well. And if the Broncos are going to have success here in 2021, a lot of it will ride on what Justin Simmons can continue to do on the back end of that safety. Obviously, with the new additions at cornerback with Kyle Fuller, Patrick Surtain, Ronald Darby, those guys have a little bit more of a security blanket. Last year, the Broncos, you could really see that the safeties were really helping out the Broncos corners in 2020. Now, with a more solidified unit, I think that you're going to see more opportunities for Justin Simmons to just absolutely dominate across the middle of the field and on crossing patterns. It's going to be a big season for the Broncos defense and Justin Simmons. But Broncos country, coming up here in just a moment, we're going to get into the conversation about ESPN's top position players heading into the 2021 NFL season. They recently released their edge rushers, and Von Miller is on the list. Where does he rank? We're getting into that coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, I have to tell you about one of the sponsors of today's episode of the show. That is our good friends over there, BetOnline.ag. And BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. With baseball season in full swing, you have the NBA Finals beginning. You can track all the action at BetOnline. You get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC and MMA action. So before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs or towards a championship. So head to the website right now or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. ESPN listed Von Miller within their top 10 edge rushers heading into the 2021 NFL season. And the list was constructed by a poll of 50 players, coaches, executives, and general managers across the NFL to get their insight as to how to construct this list. And Jeremy Fowler of ESPN put this together. And Von Miller is listed at number 6 in the top 10 edge rushers coming into the 2021 NFL season. And Broncos fans, I want to ask you, is this a rightful spot? Now, when you consider some of the players that are listed above Von Miller, you have Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns, TJ Watt, Pittsburgh Steelers, Joey Bosa of the Los Angeles Chargers, Chandler Jones of the Arizona Cardinals, and Khalil Mack of the Chicago Bears. All of these players are listed above. I would say that you could make an argument that maybe Joey Bosa's a little bit higher than he should be. And I think that's obviously due to injury concerns. But then when you factor in Von Miller missing 2020, I can't really use that because Von Miller had the injury last year. Bosa had injuries last year as well. And if he stays healthy, he's obviously one of the best outside edge defenders in the National Football League alongside Von Miller. Chandler Jones also had a key injury last year as well. So you could say that all these players are probably the top players at their positions, rightfully so. Von Miller coming in at number 6, 1 year remaining on his deal. I think the 6 is probably a rightful spot as it stands today. He has a chance to move up the ladder a little bit more throughout the season if he can stay healthy. And he puts together a string of performances that really outshine some of the other players that are on this list. But, you know, for Von Miller, he's not necessarily looking at this list and saying, okay, you know, I'm ranked too low. I think Von's the type of guy that is just focused on doing what his job is and helping make his teammates around him better. He's really approached this offseason by taking on a mentorship role for a lot of these young guys. Obviously, Malik Reed views him as a bigger brother. Those two get together, they bond, they go fishing together. Malik Reed believes that Von Miller cheats in some of the fishing spots because he throws his line to where Malik's going to, and so sometimes Von snags the fish. That's just Von Miller, but Von has had this dedication towards improving the young guys because DeMarcus Ware came in and really changed the trajectory of Von Miller's course in his career. I mean, we were really uncertain at one point about where Von was headed with his career before DeMarcus Ware ever came into the fray for the Broncos. A couple years prior to that, obviously Peyton Manning coming to the Broncos, there were some concerns with Von Miller about some of his off-the-field stuff, and he was a strike two offender on the NFL's substance abuse policy. And there was a real concern that he wasn't going to have a long career in the NFL. Von turned his life around completely, and he's become a better player, a better human being, and also a better mentor for the young guys in the locker room. And now he wants to be a Bronco for life. I think that if Von does everything that he's been doing from a leadership standpoint and his play helps improve the Broncos' overall record, or if his play is just good in general, I think Denver's going to reward him. So I think the 6 is a pretty good spot for Von at this point here on ESPN's top 10 edge rushers heading into the 2021 NFL season. But I did want to mention as well, going through this list, I didn't see Bradley Chubb mentioned, right? And obviously not on the top 10 because there's a variety of different players that are there. But he wasn't even listed as an honorable mention. Shaquille Barrett, surprisingly enough, I think was listed as an honorable mention as somebody who received votes. And as I mentioned, I wanted to be clear on this again. The list was constructed by a total of 50 players, coaches, executives, and general managers. I'm not a Tampa Bay Buccaneers guy, but obviously Shaq being a former Bronco, I think that he should have been higher up on this list. I think he could have absolutely been in above Joey Bosa, but that's just me. But Bradley Chubb snubbed from an honorable mention. I thought last year Chubb had a really dominant season from the standpoint of where he shook off a little bit of that early rust coming off of an ACL injury, not having a lot of time on the field, no preseason games, and then having to find that adjustment period, which came in week 4 for him against the New York Jets. I thought he really turned things around, and that's when we started to see Bradley Chubb become that dominant factor. And the thing that I like about Chubb, too, watching his game tape on the All-22 rewatch from the end zone angle, his pass rush moves, I think, were just so surprising. You go back to even the week 5 against the New England Patriots. I mean, he's strong-arming Win, the tackle for the Patriots. He's strong-arming him back into Cam Newton. He's got that combination of size, speed, but he's more so that power rush guy. And I think that for Von Miller with his speed rush and also his ability to power rush, Denver has a really exciting duo on paper. And we've only been able to see really one true season of these two guys being healthy opposite one another. And they had 26 and a half sacks combined when that was the case in 2018. Now, here in 2021, the Broncos have a much more improved secondary. Their linebackers are much more improved than that 2018 season that the Broncos had when they had a dominant pass rushing duo between Chubb and Miller. I think that these pass rushers here for the Broncos have a real opportunity to get after quarterbacks if Shelby Harris, Draymond Jones, and Mike Purcell can stay healthy on the interior. Obviously, there's going to be a healthy rotation of players coming in at defensive end and also at D tackle. But the question is, the outside linebacker depth behind those guys, Malik Reed, you know, is reliable, started a lot of games for Denver last season. Denver's got a good rotation. It really reminds me a little bit of that 2015 season because Denver had Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware, they had Shane Ray, and they had Shaquille Barrett. Denver's looking for that fourth guy. Not sure who it's going to be just yet. Peter Tamopenu could be one of those options. Derek Tuska could be one of those options. But the Broncos, they're going to figure that out in training camp and obviously the NFL preseason, which is starting up very soon. We're just about a week away from it being a month away from football. August 14th, the Broncos will be playing against the Minnesota Vikings. We've got training camp coming up here at the end of the month. I'm very excited to be down there at Dove Valley to be able to watch practice, interview coaches and players, and just see my fellow media friends. I missed being out there. Obviously, last year we didn't get that due to the pandemic, but things are starting to return back to normal. But football is only a month away, Broncos country. I'm excited about it. I know that you're excited about it. We need to get excited about the season being here because, look, there's going to be a lot of things that we're going to cover from the day-to-day of what's going on with the Denver Broncos, the post-game reactions, the interactive shows with you, the fans, here on the Locked On Broncos podcast on YouTube and your favorite audio podcasting platform, not to mention Twitter on social media. We have all that interaction coming. But obviously, for the Broncos, Bradley Chubb wants to make this list going into 2022. Obviously, a contract year for him. The Broncos exercise his fifth-year option. He's going to play for a contract extension. Rightfully so. I imagine if he turns in a strong season, he's going to get that probably this year. He could get it in season. He could get it out of season. And also Von Miller playing for a long-term contract to retire as a Denver Bronco in the next 4 to 5 years, potentially. We'll see if that comes to fruition. But Broncos country, coming up here in just a moment, we're going to have a little bit of a discussion on the Broncos uniform situation after the 2021 NFL season. Could we see the return of some old school uniforms, helmets, logos, whatever it may be? And when could we potentially see that? What designs would we like to see? We're going to break it down all coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, I have to tell you about one of the other sponsors of today's episode of the show. That is our good friends over there at Built Bar. And right now they have a limited time flavor. It's called Grasshopper Cookie, and it's available only this week, July 6th through 9th. You get the new Built Bar flavor, Grasshopper Cookie. What does it taste like? This is Built Bar's version of a classic thin mint cookie, and all the flavor without all the sugar. 150 calories, 70 grams of protein, and only 5 grams of sugar. And did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors that there is something for everybody? They have coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, my personal favorite, cookies and cream, and peanut butter brownie. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're also healthy too. The average bar contains 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging between 130 calories and 180, and only 4 to 5 grams of sugar. I want you to get your hands on a box of Built Bar today. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15, and you're going to get 15% off your next order. Once again, promo code LOCKED15 is going to get you 15% off your next order at built.com. Could the Broncos have new uniforms going into the 2022 or 2023 NFL season? There is a real possibility about that. Broncos country, I'm excited about this topic because I feel like for the last several years, we've had these discussions on social media, various Broncos forums, about when the team is going to get new uniforms. Now, for the last 7 to 8 years, the home uniform has been the orange Broncos jersey. I like the color. Don't get me wrong. I think many people do, but there's also the old blue uniform. I like the blue on blue, the blue jerseys, the blue pants, and also the blue helmet. That's one of my personal favorite uniform combinations. But as the Broncos approach an interesting time where there's a lot of changes that could be happening with the organization internally and externally, I think that there's a real possibility that new uniforms are on the horizon. And the NFL, they recently announced that they're going to scrap the one helmet rule. You no longer have to have one helmet. The Broncos, obviously, with that blue helmet for the home and away games, they always had that. They will start allowing some throwback helmets to be used, right? The old school D logo. We see that with the Color Rush, but it's not necessarily that old school logo. It's kind of a new modernized version of that. I would like to see them bring back the old school logo, the old school color scheme. There is a real chance about that. And as I mentioned, too, with the Broncos approaching some new times, there are some new beginnings. Joe Ellis is set to leave the franchise after the 2021 NFL season. There will be more than likely a new CEO of the Broncos, and we're going to see who that may be. Could it be John Elway? I don't know yet. I mean, a lot is up in the air at this point because there's so many things that are unknown. And there is also the chance that there is a new potential owner within the next couple of years for the Broncos, given the NFL's rules and the mandates where they can find a team that no longer has an owner. So Denver's got some pressure on them. And obviously, we don't know any circumstances regarding the lawsuit. We just know that it was vacated in the last week. So we don't know where the direction is heading right now. But I think that with George Payton as a new general manager, a guy who has been proven to value the input and the feedback of players, Broncos players for the last couple of years, they have pestered Joe Ellis to get uniform changes because the uniform's been the same every single year. I think that the Broncos could use and could see some new uniforms by 2023, maybe even 2022. A lot could be announced between now and then. Now, for me personally, I would love to see the old school D logo on the side of the helmet. I would love to see the old school baby blue or that powder sky blue helmet color scheme. I would love to see the orange Color Rush jersey as one of the home jerseys. And then I would like to see the white pants with the orange stripe down the side and then white socks. That would be an intriguing color scheme. Now, Cortland Sutton, obviously, there was a post that he had put on his Instagram about a throwback uniform where it involved blue jerseys, orange, and then also maybe a little bit of an old school orange helmet. I would like to see that. Now, one thing I would not like to see come back when we talk about throwbacks, do you remember when the Broncos, I believe this was in 2009, 2010, one of those years, or it could have even been, actually, it could have been 2008, one of those years. But it was the year where Josh McDaniels was the head coach for the Denver Broncos, so 2009. Sorry, I'm a little long-winded here. But remember those mustard, the brown and yellow? I hope that they do not bring those back. That was one of the worst uniform schemes I have ever seen. It was ugly. Puke-colored yellow mustard. We do not want to see that back if the Broncos do decide to go with some throwback uniforms. I don't think it's going to happen here in 2021. I would be very shocked if we see the Broncos go with any other helmet scheme here this upcoming season. Obviously, we're going to see the standard Broncos logo. We're going to see the Color Rush logo with the modernized old school D logo on the side of the helmet. We will see that, but I would like to see if the Broncos expand things after 2021. Could there be new uniforms in 2022? Maybe. I think that right now, how things stand, I think it's a little bit of a long shot, but I wouldn't be surprised if by 2023, the Broncos have new uniforms. And Broncos country, I want to know what type of uniform scheme that you would like to see the team wear in the future. Do you believe that the Broncos should keep the current uniforms as is, or would you like to see a new combination of jerseys and schemes and obviously new helmet designs in 2022 or 2023? What would it be? Let me know in the comment section down below on YouTube, or if you don't have YouTube and you're on Twitter and you're listening to this podcast, or if you're on Facebook, send me a message at CodyWorkNFL on Twitter, at Locked On Broncos. Let us know, and we will share your feedback with the rest of Broncos country. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining today's episode, Locked On Broncos. Always a pleasure to talk Broncos football with the avid listeners all across Broncos country. Just a reminder, you get this podcast every single day, Monday through Friday, 5 days a week here on the YouTube channel, Locked On Broncos. So make sure you hit that subscribe button, turn on notifications, and click on the thumbs up button to help with the YouTube algorithm. Not to mention, we are also available on your favorite audio podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or the Odyssey app. With that said, I'm Cody Rourke, host of Locked On Broncos. We'll be back for a brand new episode of the show tomorrow on a very special Friday episode, Locked On Broncos.